Everyone loves comets. When we get a bright one every 15 to 20 years, the world goes nuts. We thought we had one. 2 years ago, the automated Catalina Sky Survey discovered a strange new comet whose origin was the faraway Oort cloud. By last spring, we had high hopes that this month would deliver a worthy naked-eye spectacle. But in September, Comet Catalina stopped brightening. By the time it whipped around the sun on November 15th, it was obvious that this comet was underperforming. Nonetheless, it's visible through binoculars and gorgeous when photographed through large telescopes. It's green and has a double tail. Every day it's a little different as it now approaches Earth. Catalina might surprise us and brighten up. Otherwise, use ordinary binoculars. It may pop dramatically, or it may be impossible to see. You never know, unless you check it out for yourself. Although it's closest to Earth in mid-January, it really won't be very near us even then. Probably the best time to try is New Year's Eve. That's because Comet Catalina will then be right next to the famous orange star Arcturus. Ordinary binoculars should reveal the comet's body as a blob next to Arcturus, and maybe even the comet's tail, depending upon how long and bright it becomes. Comets are unpredictable, so no one knows. 2 years ago, Comet Ison was supposed to get amazing, and instead turned into a bust. Literally, it simply disintegrated. If you live in a big city with a lot of streetlights, you probably won't see it at all. But if you're out in the boonies, point binoculars at Arcturus on New Year's. Did I mention that you need to look for it at 6 in the morning? Well, if you're up, look high in the east for a bright orange star, or else follow the Big Dipper's handle and let it arc to Arcturus. You never know, there might be a nice comet there. Or maybe not. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.